Life. I'm not.
We're back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our next episode of Oafs and Dreams podcast. We are Karin and Kylie, and we are in a very, very special place today for our listeners who are watchers as well. Can see that we're at the Green Room in Madison, Wisconsin. Our good, good friend John Hardy has achieved an epic dream. And we are so honored that he's letting us come here and hang out with him and his beautiful wife, Miss Teresa Marie.
Hi, hi, hi.
We are the luckiest girls in the world to be able to gas up our friends. We wanted to make a habit out of going to all of our good friends' places of business and just sharing them with everybody. We're super excited. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
We are. We're packing or passing this mic back and forth because we are still figuring out our technical difficulties as we will be forever. And I just wanted to start off by saying we are no longer going to be pessimistic about people listening and not listening, because this weekend I was working at the High Noon Saloon for our friends' two-night run and had so many people come up and say that they're listening, and I've been getting texts and stuff. So I think patience pays off, just kind of waiting for everybody to, you know, catch on. And so we're not going to be like, nobody's listening anymore, but I still think there's only four of you. I think, you know, people are lying still, but we'll see what happens.
Let them lie if it makes you feel good. That's what I'm saying.
That lasted about 45 seconds. So, you know, anyway, as you can see, we have the lovely Teresa Marie Hardy here with
us. How's everybody doing?
So we're excited to have her in on the conversation today. We don't have anything planned as usual, so we're just going to roll with, I don't know, some things. Last night, you were part of this amazing show, the Respect Show for Women. So let's talk about that a little bit, if you want to tell us a little bit about it.
I'm going to start with that one. I think this was the fourth year that I was able to be part of it. And it is, and this was the seventh year in general. And it is just an amazing collaboration of women coming together and showcasing beautiful legends from music, women in music, and backed by the Big Payback. And awesome. I can't even tell you how incredible that band is. They learned about 150 songs or something like that. Like they just get crazy with it. And
it's impressive.
I mean, throughout the years, not for this particular show, but indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw some brief clips last night of Lo Marie doing Chapel Run, and I saw the band like getting into the dances with her.
Yes. It was so cute.
So amazing.
It was ridiculous. I just see the talent.
Like, I know I would have been crying the whole entire time. So how many times did you cry?
Every single person gave me goosebumps and brought tears to my eyes. And then the finale is doing I'm Every Woman and Respect.
Love it.
And it's everyone on stage, and it's just all those amazing voices around you. And then you just look out in the crowd and see all the people just loving it. And it's, it's special. One of the most special things I get to be part of.
Yeah.
Yes. And last night I was Chaka Khan, and that was so out of my comfort zone is the best way to say it. I know it doesn't seem like it to people. They often are like, oh, you can sing that and it's fine. And that's not true. And it's, you know, we have to work at it. Your voice is still an instrument, you know? So that one was the most out of my element I've ever been. And last night I hit notes I didn't know I could hit. And it was pretty special. I loved it.
How long does it usually take you to prepare for something like that?
As soon as you decide who you're going to be, I think you start thinking about it and preparing. We've had so much going on, obviously, with this.
Yeah.
And People Brothers is still, we're doing our thing like we always do. Yep. And Up North is still thriving. So it's been busy. So this last week, I can't tell you how repeatedly I listened to those songs and watched Chaka Khan and like studied how she moved, how she said her words and her energy, her vibe. I showed some midriff last night because she was about that life a little bit. It was like that much. It was about that much.
So,
but I did.
Kyle sent me a nice photo of your feet that he got back.
Oh, you silly, silly turd. I can't wait. I'm telling you, as soon as that money comes rolling in.
I'm going to get for it. I'm like at least a grand.
As my husband is listening in the background and he doesn't know, but I think it's hilarious. We were talking about taking feet pictures to sell on the internet.
Yeah. We are not sponsored by Feet Finder yet.
We are not. I am not. I will have nothing to do with it. You won't know which feet are mine. Sometimes, but I'm not opposed to getting my friends a little money. So you know?
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Absolutely.
I had brought this up to Kyle at the People Brothers show at the Baroque that happened a couple weeks ago, two-nighter. And I was like, I wonder if she'd let me take pictures of her feet to sell on the internet. And Kyle was like, just appalled. He's like, you're so nasty. And I'm like, you just wait. And then I go and approach T with it. And she's like, oh, yeah, sign me up.
Sign me up. I mean, don't put my face in it. Make your money, girl. Give me a piece. I'll put a little bit in there for you.
There, and now Kyle's on board. So, you know, thanks for that. That's how we're all going to, like, live on an island together someday.
I'm into it.
She's got pretty feet. I mean, she has nails and everything on for her performances.
I do put jewels on
her. They're A+. I think those would go for high market value on the internet these days.
So if anybody's listening and you see some pretty feet you're interested in, you know, I don't know whether or not they're mine, but get these girls paid, please. I'll take a little piece of it.
We appreciate it so much. That's a real fallback.
Yeah, right.
When, just in case. Mine just in case.
Mine are not good enough for that.
No. I haven't had a pedicure in a really long time.
I've never.
I don't sell very well either.
No, I haven't either. I just got my nails done recently, though.
They're very nice.
But they are nice, but they grow out so fast.
Yeah.
Speaking of, also, I got a really bad spray tan. So if I, you
know, why was it bad?
Extra orange. Look at my hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to put the barrier on, so it's totally my fault. But the first night of the show at High Noon, somebody came up to me. They're like, you're so tan. And I was like, I am orange. Anyway.
It'll rinse out and balance out eventually.
Any fun things you did this week?
Me?
Yeah, you.
No, we got back from St. Louis and it was pretty chill. Devere and I had a day. We had a nice day where we went shopping.
Aww.
And then hung out at home and then I worked. Oh, we went shopping with grandma. That was fun. My husband's. Yeah, Alex's mom likes to take us shopping. And so we went to Macy's and did some damage in that clearance rack.
Yes. Awesome. My favorite place.
And I'm wearing my new Hey Dudes. Speaking of feet.
Dudes. John, some Hey Dudes.
John Hardy, do you like your Hey Dudes?
I do like my Hey Dudes.
Nice. Yeah.
I wish you could see what John's doing right now. He's like literally mopping. Sitting here like all glammed up doing this thing. What hard worker over there.
Yeah. I can't express how proud we are of John Hardy doing this. It's gorgeous in here. We're going to take a bunch of photos. They're all over the internet already, but it's like you walk in and you feel it right away. It's warm. Yeah, it's cozy. And it's just like a little bit of a reflection of the up north where we've all spent the last multiple years of our lives.
Yeah.
Really important place for me and Alex, especially. That's where we legally got married and it's where we had our baby shower and we had our engagement party. And it's our living room. And so the fact that T gets to still hang out there and run the show is really special.
Yeah. How did this all come about? Like, how did the concept of the name, the idea, I'm sure you guys have had this in your back pocket for a while.
Yeah, tell us about the dream.
Well, I want to say up north is actually where John and I met too for the very first time. I fell in love. It's like a love story of many, many people. So it's a special place. Green Room is special for an entirely, I am ridiculously proud of my husband. And this is something that he has dreamed about for over a decade, just owning his own space and doing his own thing, because for 16 years of his life, he dedicated to making the Up North amazing.
Yeah.
And there was no way he would fail no matter where he started. Absolutely. So this was a space that was special to him. He worked here both when it was One Barrel and the Wedge. Right. Yeah. So he actually worked at One Barrel to make the money to take me on a honeymoon in Hawaii. Oh. Like, amazingly beautiful. So this space was always special to him. And when he heard that it was available, he chatted with his business partner, Doug, and it literally happened in like weeks. It was started talking about it in the beginning of January, and it was like February 1st, the lease starts. And
wow, that is,
you know, yeah, they had talked about doing something at some point in time, but when this happened, it was meant to be, just like everything that seems to happen in life. And yeah, here we are in this incredible, incredible space. Yeah. I don't get to spend as much time here, so I'm looking around too, like, gosh.
It's awe-inspiring for sure. It's like my jaw is on the floor.
I love
at
it.
Every corner. Even the bathroom. I was like, is it weird to take pictures while you're in
No. List to me right now. So I will say,
these are okay.
Oh, please take
that. I was actually seeing them.
Oh, yeah. So maybe that's a little
don't do it then. I mean, but maybe
that too.
Face up. Like, don't let anybody see nothing from, like, the, you know, the net down.
Yeah. Careful that my photo.
Yeah. I will say about the way that the aesthetics work in here, that's the only thing I can take credit for. Because mm-hmm. the feeling that you get in here is 100% because my husband's heart is in this place. Yeah. But aesthetically, I got the awesome opportunity to design a bar. Yes. And that's what we did. And so
it's very similar to the hospitality tents and areas at Drupal's Music Garden.
Crazy how that all works.
When I came in, I was like, this feels
like Mama T all over it.
I love it.
The tents.
Where's the veggie tray? We need the veggie tray.
It's in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen. It's not there.
So is there going to be a plan for serving food too?
Right now he's doing pizza. I think that at some juncture there will be like light snacks and things like that. But for right now, it's starting a new business. People, I know that both of you understand because you've been there before. Yep. It's a huge venture. And so you start where you know you're going to be thriving and successful, mm-hmm. and then you build up from that. And so for right now, what he's got going on seems to be the most beautiful thing happening in the neighborhood. And
I agree. There's a buzz about it. I actually work across the street over at the Alchemy, is right across the street. And it's just buzzing over there with people being very excited about it. And just, you know, this neighborhood's really welcoming in general. So I hope that you guys feel that and see that every day. I saw a coworker of mine was over here with their partner and they had drinks out. The garage doors were open the other day. And I'm like, that's just going to be, you know, such an amazing.
I know.
This is just an amazing addition to the neighborhood. I'm so excited to have it here.
I love it.
Now with the Atwood Music Hall opening soon and the Burr Oak and the Barrymore, I feel like we've got our own little pocket over here. And it's really exciting because I also live blocks away from here.
Right.
Well, does that mean you're going to come out of your house like late at night now? Like a little bit.
I remember when you talked about those baby steps.
Yeah. I was out late the last two nights at the Hyatt, which is for me every, you know, it's like midnight. I was up till 2 a.m. I went to Taco Bell after last night.
You even went further. I'm proud of you.
Taco Bell last night. No shame. I love Taco Bell.
It's good.
But I had to. I was really hungry.
I love it.
Yeah. So
hilarious.
Any fun things coming up for the People Brothers band? We got to definitely talk about that.
Everything is always fun for People Brothers. That's besides my husband and my dog, that is my heart. Mm-hmm. We have shows coming up like nonstop. And honestly, I'm terrible at knowing anything too far in the future.
No worries.
But obviously, we have Jam for Jam coming up.
Yeah.
We have all of the festivals out at Driftless Music Gardens are coming up. Just shows. I'm really pumped this summer. I think I'm most excited we get to play in my hometown kick off the summer. And we've not done that before. And I think that's going to be really special. I know my parents will both be looking down on us. And
absolutely.
I think that'll be amazing. My family and friends in the audience. So
that'll be good. Yeah. That'll be good.
I think People Brothers, we're going to be doing some barn sessions. So in that beautiful barn out at Driftless, I think we're going to start working on some hanging out there and doing a little bit mildly acoustic People Brothers sets
that's
to put
amazing.
Out into the world.
Yeah. That will be really, really, really special.
I'm especially excited for the barn sessions. They've put so much work into restoring that barn out there.
Oh my goodness.
The lovely Carolyn from Schnitzel Bear Studios also helped do the artwork on the floor, and it's amazing. I can't wait to go out there.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm itching to drive out there.
Yeah. I'm ready
too. I'm itching to be there. I'm not sure about, I mean, the drive is pretty, but I'm not sure about it.
I love it.
Depends on the day. If it's like sunny and the birds are singing, then I'm all
sure. Fine. Yes.
You know, if it's gloomy, then it's like just a long drive.
Like, can I just be there already?
I still just enjoy it. I'm just like, oh, it's raining. That means it's going to smell so good when I get there.
This is true. This is true.
Any fun car rituals you have that, ooh, like when you're driving long distances, anything that you like to listen to most or?
I was like, I don't know. Well,
we can talk about on the podcast.
Tia's a passenger princess, that's for sure.
I am a passenger princess. And the reason why, which I get ripped on constantly for, and my husband can attest to, Mr. Hardy, is that probably the most angry or irritated I get with the human species is driving.
Mm-hmm. It brings out the worst.
It does, like, my mouth. And, like, please don't get me wrong, because I know my place and where I'm supposed to use my cuss words. There is none of that when it comes to driving in the car. You hear me say, like, is that even a cuss word? It is now. I don't know what.
New words.
Yes, Tim wants to desperately make a video of me on stage and then flash to me in the car.
Yes, that would be really good.
It sounds so awful, but I mean, I'm not that. I've calmed down a lot, but I'd much rather ride and not feel that kind of animosity towards folks.
Right, and that's good. That's a choice.
Yeah,
yes. Dan's the same way. He's like the most temper, like, or like he's the most mellow person and even tempered. And you get that man in a car. And it's so funny. I'm always like, where is this coming from?
Yes.
I'm like that all the time. So I'm
I just have to remember that everyone's on their own agenda. And I think that when you're driving, it's harder to remember that everyone is still just human beings living their own life. And they're probably not trying to cut you off.
No, they're probably not.
Yeah, they're not like doing all of that. I agree with that. And it's that one person that'll make it ruin for the rest of us. Just like everything. That is what.
So when Alex and I were in St. Louis, we were driving and I recalled, I was like, everybody that we've met here has been so nice. All of the employees that we've run into, any person that we've had a conversation with has been so nice. It's been great. And we're merging onto the interstate to go to the arch. And this truck, it's the same size as Alex's big white truck, like would not slow down or accelerate it anyway. And we almost went off the ramp because he had to slow way down to get on. And then we both flipped him off. And then he flipped us off back and I gave him a thumbs up.
Dan gives the thumbs up. He doesn't flip people off when he's driving. Even if he's the most mad, it's always the thumbs up. It's like, hey,
wish this was the other finger.
I think it's my fault.
He won't do it. It's always a thumbs up, you know, but he knows.
No hand gestures.
He's so nice.
I'll definitely give you a mama T look though while you're driving. But like, what? Why?
Right?
Why?
I'm like, fix your face. Purposefully going the speed limit.
Yeah.
When I have people behind me that are like very clearly wanting to speed and they're mad and they're riding my butt, I just go the speed limit and I just smile and I'm like, wait.
Oh, you're the one. You're the one. You're the one. You're the one in the town. Oh my goodness. We just figured it out. We figured it out. And now I know that if you, I won't be as mad at all the rest of the folks. I'm just thinking your face is sad.
I'm a horrible driver. And so I try to not. I'm passenger princess too.
1,000%.
I try not to drive as much as possible because I'm a terrible driver. Especially if I'm like driving out to like Driftless.
Yeah.
I am just taking my time. I'm looking at the birds. Like, oh, there's a hawk. Oh, there's
counting the eagles. Yeah.
Yeah. I am doing that. Yeah. I am looking around at the wild. Flowers. I am in my own world and I am not worried about anybody behind me. I have tractors trying to pass me.
Get out of my way. Now you are not going the speed limit, madam. That is not. They only go so fast.
Tractors are like, get out of my way. You're going too slow.
That's gracious. I'm glad we don't live in a city like Chicago or Seattle where the traffic is just monstrous.
Oh my goodness.
Like it's not as annoying as it could be.
I lived in Atlanta for 4.5 years, and I will tell you right now, Spaghetti Junction traffic is no joke. Like, you think you're going to be home at a certain time, and you should plan for at least an hour more time, just trying to So we are very blessed with traffic, and we can't be as.
I don't know if I can handle it.
I've driven through Atlanta once. We were on our way to Florida, and we were driving through it at 3 a.m., and there was a full-on traffic jam.
Yeah.
Like, bumper to bumper, stopped. It took forever. Where are we? This is crazy.
Why? Yes. No one can drive. What is happening?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Aww.
What else?
Are there any plans to do music here? I know people have been really wondering.
There is an upstairs, right?
Is that a possibility with, like, the neighbors or anything like that? Is that...
I know that that's something that in the future, I think that John would love to do. Mm-hmm. But again, it's baby steps and like taking your time with things. And the upstairs is not zoned to be a business at the moment. So, I mean, for the time being, this will be what it is. And
it's perfect.
I do love it here. I just keep looking around. I just want to make sure that I say the logo that you're seeing behind those beautiful ladies was designed by my brother, Greg Schmidt, from People Brothers. The walls were painted by my brother, Bobby G, and my brother, Nick, from Roots Renegades. Yes. The artwork is from our friends, Kyle Lane.
And it is
and
stunning.
From Jamie Harper. And everything was thought about, like, very, very... very deeply, and how we wanted to make it look and how we wanted to make it feel, just having his John's cousin, his beautiful cousin Alex, she is a monster carpenter. I can't even express, if you had ever been in One Barrel, there was a bench that ran the entire length of the bar, and Alex deconstructed it perfectly without even ruining a piece. And from not only the beautiful stack job that she did, like, you could go, like, you were going to a store in the basement to look at all of the wood that's left over. Wow. But she built the beautiful bookshelves with her brother Spencer that you see on the door. I'm sure you'll take pictures of.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna
she built the extension of the bar where the bottles are down at the other end. Like, everything was done with love from people. And his brothers were here helping do different things that we just needed an extra hand with. And John spent every waking moment here for the last 2 months.
Sure. Does he have a bed upstairs yet? He's able to crash.
There's a couch up there if he needed to, but he's still... Yeah, they really are. No, my amazing husband will make it home even just for 5 hours to snuggle with me and Mr. Otis. So he always comes home. Yes.
Yeah, you can feel the love in here.
Yeah.
Not just saying that. Like, there's just something about it. And I hope every single person that's able and lives close comes by to check this out at some point or another.
Please do.
Please. I can't wait to see all of the things that happen here in the future.
Right?
Just like all of the fun events and seeing all of the friends and just having like a new, it's good to have a refresh. I think we've all been, doing the Up North so long, and we'll all continue to always do that based off of the, various events going on, High Noon and the patios and the outdoor music, hopefully. Ooh,
I got a heart. I just hearted. I didn't know that. You guys want to try it with me? Because I didn't know you
do it again. Hearts.
Hearts.
It just likes her, I guess.
I don't know.
That makes sense, though.
Sometimes it does a thumbs up, but it didn't when we were all doing a thumbs up.
I had no idea.
Remember, it does that sometimes.
Well, I don't know. That was neat.
That is cool. Really, really cool.
Somebody's paying attention.
But yeah, I think it's good that we have like a new fresh space and a refresh.
Yeah.
I think that there's just like so many people that we know that are in like the next chapters and phases of their lives and that are like taking great steps forward. And, we always like to touch on that a little bit. What's the thing we didn't mention though, is that T's also a fellow alcohol-free sister.
Yes, indeed.
How long has it been for you?
About 12 years, I would say.
Nice.
12 years.
That's hard with where we're at and what we're doing all the time and being around it all the time. So
it is, it can definitely be hard. I think everybody takes that hard in different ways. Like for me, and I know that everybody's struggle with alcohol is different, and I don't really talk about mine very much. Mine was deep and it was bad and it was secret unless you really, really knew me. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people now can't even imagine that I drank. When I made the decision not to, it was because I knew in my heart that if I kept drinking, I would be dead within a year. And there was no questions asked. And the people that I would leave behind and the things that I didn't accomplish, the things that I didn't do, and the fact that I love myself so much, like life was worth it to me.
Yeah.
When I made that decision to quit drinking, it was like never again. I don't ever crave to have a drink at all. Like at all. I like the way things smell. I like the way, you know, I like to mix cocktails. I like the art of bartending. I do think that that's an art and I think it's a beautiful one. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just know I would be lost if I took even a sip of alcohol and I would never do that again. But I think the alternatives that we have in the world are incredible and non-alcoholic and just, you know, life itself, just enjoying that. But definitely both Green Room and Up North offer tons of non-alcoholic and THC drinks if you care for those, and you know, just different mocktails to make you still feel like you're part of it. Because I think sometimes that's it. Like, I don't want to just go drink water. I want to be a part of what everybody is doing. And we want to make you feel like you can just drink water or you can have a mocktail. You can do whatever you want. We just want you to be here.
Yeah.
We just want you here to experience the love and the feelings that you don't get when you're sitting there beating yourself up for not being able to do it. Because you can. You just sometimes need your community.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Tell me your favorite mocktail to make.
I love it when people say, just make me something. Only when it comes to, I guess, that's a double-edged sword. I don't know. But then I like to just be able to say, okay, what flavors don't you like? Mm-hmm. And do you like energy drinks? Do you like THC? And then I like to just go nuts and just do it. I don't have anything in particular. I just like to just do it and discover something new, maybe myself. I personally used to like to drink cranberry and tonic mixed together in a little tub with a lime because
that's a good one.
It tastes like you're doing something fancy.
And it still looks like a cocktail.
Yes.
It's really helpful to have that like that alternative drink in your hand when you're trying to like not be drinking.
A buffer.
And I definitely will say the Up North was such a like supportive place for me when I first stopped drinking too, and just being able to like still feel like I'm fitting in and part of it. And just like never once did I ever feel like this isn't a safe space to be for me.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
You know, it's a bar still, but there is just a level of like being taken care of there that's I'm sure will translate over here as well. Because I think a lot of that is you and John and how you take care of people and the bartenders at both places. I know some of them. I know we see Katrin over there hiding. She just and I know that everybody that's like at both places has always been really, really good about that stuff. So thank you for that. As you know, sober people, having spaces like that that are welcoming and feel safe is really, really, really important. I wish, you know, all places were like that. But
it's a blessing to be able to do that for people.
Yeah.
People should always feel loved and safe and comfortable. I said safe.
Safe.
Okay. I make up words.
Safety.
Words are hard.
Words are all made up.
So here we are.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
My all of my phases of drinking have been well supported by the Up North, from John ordering the largest cans of PBR.
They were that big. Was it like 32 ounces?
Oh my God.
Do you remember that, John? The 32, like the 32. We had every size of PBR.
It was so big.
I bet you there's a picture. It was like a bucket of PBR.
I've got a picture, I think, of of a Packer Sunday when we were rocking those.
And oh my God.
When I quit drinking beer, I remember asking Eric, I don't want to drink beer anymore. What should I drink? And he's like, you ever had a Moscow Mule? And then I drank Moscow Mules forever. And then it was, I don't want alcohol. Red Bull or tea, make me something. I was definitely one of those customers and friends who always was supported and pushed in the way that I wanted to get pushed, you know, as far as what I wanted to do and not feeling pressured into anything.
Good.
And when people take shots, it's like, I want to play. Put some Red Bull in there.
Yes. You know? We're about that.
Let's be in part of the shots.
I'll take a shot of coffee.
You know? It's like, you still feel like you're fun. So you don't want to be the person sitting there like, I want to play too,
right? Yes. Looking all mopey.
I will say one thing, and I don't know to you if you know that, if you maybe like had done this on purpose or if you even know, but I remember towards the end of my drinking, I was a heavy whiskey drinker. And so I would always drink like ginger beer and whiskey and always had a lime in it. And I don't know if it was like a conscious thing you did, but you never got rid of the lime. You always had the same or a new lime added to it. So it was almost like a way for me to be able to count my drinks. Because all of a sudden I'd end up with just a glass full of limes.
I'm like, oh.
And then after a certain amount of limes in there, I'm like, I can't, this is no more for me. I'm done. I'm at my sixth lime limit. My cup is overflowing with limes. And I just have to thank you for that because it was one of those things where like
physical representation.
When you're drinking, you're in it. You're not thinking about it.
Sure.
So like having that like visual of like, this is what you're doing. Because you give up, you stop counting, you're not paying attention, right? You're too drunk. But like seeing all of those lines in that cup, I'll never forget that. And I remember like towards the end of my like drinking, I was like, I think about those damn limes. I'm like, I'm not going to have a cup full of limes like that anymore. Ever again. So I thank you for that. So
well, you're welcome.
I don't know whether you were aware that you were doing that or if that's like a
it's trick. Old school bartending stuff. Like you can't waste that good ice and the things that are in there already. Like all the extra stuff, you're not supposed to throw that away. And that hugely, like old school bartending, but also my daddy was, and my daddy's guitars are the ones that are hanging on the wall. That's also hugely special. Yeah, I know. That'll be where I will. Yeah. He was obsessed with ice. You don't throw out that good ice, girl. That's good. What's that good ice? Like he didn't, so it's just that's just ingrained in me.
Yeah, it's really helpful. It was helpful for me. It was something that, like I said, you probably didn't realize. Like that small gesture was like helping me realize so much of like where my like my problem drinking was at. So I'm always grateful.
For well, I'm glad that anything I did could help. Honestly,
yeah, you did. You helped in so many ways. You know, we all know that,
right?
We have to go into it. We all have to know what she does for us all the time. We don't want to make her too uncomfortable and put her on the spot too much.
Thank you.
I do want to say, I think Glass Full of Limes is a great title for your memoir.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, that's a really good
title. That is a great title.
I don't know if I'd ever want to talk so much about myself. That'd be something I'd be able to do.
The most absurd thing you've ever said.
As she's preening her hair.
I don't know. I'm not having like brush out my curls. I'm 20 years old. So I've just been really rolling with this style the last week. I'm really proud of it.
There you go.
Anyway,
it is beautiful.
I think today's episode will probably have to be a little bit of a shorter one.
Yeah, we gotta let the bar open
to, this is a working business. Mm-hmm. So they definitely have to start getting set up and prepared for all of the lovely guests they're going to welcome in today.
Yes. So many.
Closing thoughts anybody wants to throw in here?
I love it in here so much. I want to hang out.
So glad.
I like it a lot.
Ew. It's amazing. It's
gorgeous. I can't wait for the garage door to open.
Yes. That's we can fun, come sit there.
That's a fun feature.
Selfies.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's like a selfie station in every inch of this place.
Like, honest.
Prime for
content. Like the banjo one. Yeah, we'll take a bunch of pictures.
And there's pull tabs.
So that's pull tabs.
You know, Wisconsin loves a good pull tab. So and a good jukebox.
I was here one night.
And the music was banging. There was some Taylor Swift. There was some Ludacris.
Oh, I'm about to ask you. Better be some Ludacris. You better.
Got to have a Ludacris dance party.
We gotta
plan that and have like
our, I'm in.
You know, we got to get Greg here and the whole
show. Oh, I'm in.
One of our Ludacris dance parties.
I am in.
Kind of christen this place a little bit.
Yes.
I was at Plasma on Friday, and Shoop came on, and I had a really hard time staying still while the song was going, and like that's always my, you know, sober or super messed up, that is my jam.
That is a
good. Can I just tell you that in seventh grade, me and my best friend had a whole dance routine to Shoop that we performed at the school dance, like we were the cutest things ever. I remember parts of like how we moved and how we did things, but ridiculous.
So which Keeple Brother is gonna do Shoop?
I don't know. That's hilarious.
Halloween gag.
Tim has to wrap it.
Yeah, I want to see Tim.
Oh, good gravy. Please, yes.
We all know
Tim
this.
And Max, though. Yeah. Him and Max, though. They bad.
Yeah, I think that'll be.
They can go back.
I'd like to see those two do Shoop. I think.
Oh, see? The people have spoken.
Yeah.
Max, Timmy. Y'all heard that? We're going to do. We're going to do Shoop. You and Max are rapping it. It's going to be great.
Scotty said it, and it will be done.
He's shaking his head. I can feel your head shake all the way from over here.
Some of the suggestions that come from some of my brothers, I won't say any names, Folly, but like sometimes I don't think Shoop is the craziest thing that has ever been suggested. Yeah. I can't wait to get back with them now. This is going to be a fun little chat we have.
We can't wait until the next show.
See, we are influential too. Just like a tiny bit.
We are influencers now. Are we? I don't know. I don't know. Let us know if we are or not.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
Are you an influencer like just because you do a podcast or like how does that actually work? Because you're talking to a person who has never.
I think is more of like the proper term for it. I think influencers are like people that are like trying to get you to like influencing you to buy products. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they do like product sponsorships.
And we're just selling ourselves.
But yeah. I did
and friends places.
And right. And that's what we're really trying to do. I think we're going to try to do some like segments. I thought of a really fun one that would be like nobody asked at all, like nobody at all. And then like talk about like our skincare routines. But, like nobody asked me what I do on my face.
People ask me all the time though.
But I want to talk about it. So that we could have a fun little segment that's like nobody at all asked, but we're going to talk about this anyway.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Basically, nobody asked for this.
Nobody at all asked us to do this. And here we are anyway. And look where it's gotten us. It's gotten us to this beautiful place with these beautiful people.
Thank you so much for letting us be in here. And
thanks for letting us be part of it.
We look forward to many times here to come.
Yes. Green Room Public House.
Yes. Absolutely. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, watching, listening, all of the things. We are really excited to bring this one to you. So we will, episode 8.
That's episode what this
eight. Was. Episode 8.
Buy us a coffee.
Buyusacoffee.com/opendreampodcast.
Wait, buy me a coffee.
Who's buying people coffee? Because
we have this thing set up. It's
buying a little extra so we can give some to Mama T, too, please.
Yeah, this kid's her some coffee.
You she can add it in the note and we'll make sure that she works
gets hard. We need to get some coffee. But buymeacoffee.com/oatsandreamspodcast if you want to help support. Anyway.
Thank you. Can we get a holler from John Hardy real quick?
You guys say I love you so much.
Thank
you. Are you air guitaring in the background? He's air guitaring in the background. We got it.
Bye, everybody.
Well, that's fun.